Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Megal and Chime here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. That was Sam Kennedy of the Boston Red Sox speaking with Tom Caron of NESN about Rafael Devers and him being ready to play the field when they need him, even though he has made it pretty clear that he has zero intentions of playing the field this year. Mego, do you believe Sam Kennedy?
I don't even know why he said that. Were the glaring lights in the NESN studio so bright? Was Tom Caron pressing him so hard?
So my only thought was, like, maybe he was just trying to help Devers' image, even if there's zero intention of them ever actually asking him to play the field, just the illusion.
You don't say it. Like, who cares?
The illusion of it makes him sound better, right?
The way people get worked up about these grounders that he's taking at shortstop before games should tell you that this is just goofing around. And worst case scenario, Rafi might be trolling you guys.
At this point, he might be.
He's never going to play shortstop.
I don't put it past him.
Come on. Like, maybe he'll be like...
Well, maybe he's doing that
taking
because...
Taking some pop flies in the outfield because he said he's worried he's going to be sent to the outfield.
That's exactly why he moved to shortstop. He's like, next thing you know, they're going to ask me to play shortstop. I got to be ready.
Mookie got moved to shortstop out there with the Dodgers, so... I better be ready.
The difference is this: Mookie Betts is a Gold Glove player. Rafael Devers, not so much.
So, I get what you're saying. Kennedy's trying to say... At the end of the day, Rafi's a team guy. He's a team player. He's a leader. He'll always be ready for whatever we ask him to do. It's just simply not the truth. We've been through two instances now in spring training where he's mad because he's moved to DH, and you can put that on the Red Sox for not communicating well and maybe even just lying to him about what they were doing with Alex Bregman coming in, but he didn't react that well publicly to the media. And then you have another instance with Tristan Casas getting injured. Same thing happens with first base. And he tells Craig Breslow to hit the bricks and go find another first baseman.
So good.
It was very bad. So I think Kennedy just walked into this where it's like, nobody's asking you to say that. Like, let Rafi speak for himself. If he needs to defend his own self-image, he does a pretty poor job of it. But now you've opened this can of worms where then Breslow gets on the show with you guys and has to walk it back, and it just looks awkward, dysfunctional, ridiculous.
Let's hear from Craig Breslow. This was Thursday morning on the Greg Hill Show. Every Thursday at 9 a.m., we're joined by Breslow or Sam Kennedy for the front office report of the Boston Red Sox. And this, we had Craig Breslow on this week. Greg asked him about the Sam Kennedy comments, and this is how Craig Breslow responded.
Sam Kennedy said yesterday that Rafael Devers and his glove are ready to go if needed. Is that kind of the current situation with Rafi?
Yeah, I saw Sam make those comments, and I obviously can't speak for Sam. I don't know that we should take it precisely at its word. I think what Sam was probably getting at is there's been a lot of a lot of attention to, you know, interactions between Rafi and the media and Rafi and me. But at the end of the day, when push comes to shove, Rafi is usually in the right place at the right time and finding a way to help the team. Right now, it's in the middle of the lineup. And, you know, if there continues to be a need somewhere else, then we'll explore that in due time.
Okay, so what you're saying is Sam doesn't know what he's talking about.
I did not say that.
It's just such a weird contradiction where Sam's like, oh, yeah, Rafi will play there. And then Craig's like, yeah, I'll let Sam make his comments. But we just want Rafi in the lineup hitting because that's where he's good.
It makes them look so unserious, and it makes them look cringy, like they're tiptoeing around Rafi so much.
Do they not talk to each other?
I don't think so. I don't think so, and I think Alex Cora probably, like, ignores the calls at this point, especially if it's like, hey, a text message like, hey, Alex, can we talk about something with Rafi this afternoon? And he's like, nope.
Sorry, can't make it.
But it's also just like, you hear Breslow hates answering questions. I feel for you guys because you try to get something out of him,
yeah.
And he's like, human computer can only write boobs upside down, like, you know, like that.
On a calculator. Classic move.
Yeah, human calculator. Like, he can't answer a question. He just rambles on respectfully
for
25
seconds. Which is so weird for a former player.
Says a lot of nothing. Well, it's the job of being in the front office. But then he's got to say, he's like, I'm not going to speak for Sam. But what he's clearly saying is, like, why did he say that? Mm-hmm. Why did he even bring up the subject? Like, Tom Karen in his question there had opened the door to say this is water under the bridge, right? And all he had to say was, we're so pleased with the hitter that Rafi is right now.
We're excited for the rest
of
the season.
He's producing. He's one of the best hitters in MLB right now. We're so pleased with how he's doing. We're so lucky to have Rafael Devers. Instead, it's like, you see him taking these grounders before games, guys? You see that?
He'll be ready whenever we need him.
You see it on social media? That is a team player. That's a leader, how he's goofing around at shortstop before the games. To the point then, yeah. Then he's like, yeah, I saw those comments. Not really know where he's going with that, but yeah, Rafi's not going to play defense again.
Yeah, like it's the classic. Do you remember the old Key and Peele anger translator sketch that they had where it's like Obama would say something and then the translator would say it in a much meaner, more aggressive fashion?
So I don't know this. I didn't watch Key and Peele.
Yeah, so it was very good. And Craig Breslow needs an anger translator here. And basically, if I'm interpreting, this is my interpretation of how it would be translated is, hey, Sam! Shut your mouth, please. I don't need your help. I've already gotten Reverend Devers to yell at me
Kennedy's
once.
But Kennedy's whole job is to go do these appearances and talk for the front office.
Yeah, but to make everybody look good, not to against the wall.
He's trying to make them look good. To your point, you said that to start. He just they need to have the Crash Davis school of thought from Bull Durham where it's like, just say, I'm just trying my best every single day.
I'm just going out there to do my best.
I'm just stacking days together. I'm just trying to be intentional.
The Patriots' way of doing things.
Yeah, it's
classic
horrible.
Patriots
it's so
way.
Boring for us, but it makes for a more functional front office.
And there's not these clear signs of inability to communicate. Like, it feels like these guys don't even want to sit in the same room to talk to each other.
And the communication has been the major thing since the offseason that has been the big problem around Rafael Devers.
Yeah, he feels like he was lied to.
It seems like it just looks more dysfunctional than it would be with any other player. Like, if you were talking about moving somebody in the rotation, if you're like, hey, does Houck need to go to the bullpen or mm-hmm. something? Like, if you were talking about a change like that, you go, oh, well, maybe that is something that they're still having conversation about. With the Devers thing, it's like, you guys still haven't figured this out?
No.
You still haven't figured out what the public line is? It's been since December. You guys should have been talking about this.
John Henry flew to Kansas City to talk to him, and you still don't have it together.
How are you on the John Henry-owned TV station, and you're still flubbing it? Like, how? How? Guys, sit in a room together for 10 minutes and iron out the statement.
It's almost like Gerard Mayo-esque in just the dysfunction.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And here's the thing is you can say, well, they say that. All I care is that the team's winning. The team still has a huge hole to crawl out of.
They're still below 500.
They've won the last 5 of 6. Props to them. They have a lot of work to do. But it is Gerard Mayo-esque. You're right. where it's walking stuff back. It's
constantly
not showing what you say you're doing, not executing, throwing random things out there.
Say you're going to play with some kind of urgency and then there's no urgency.
Right, having someone else totally contradict it within the organization, it just looks goofy.
I think Dan Ball made a good point on the afternoon show this week. Like, it feels like instead of having a plan for guys like Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony, they were just reactionary to what happened on the major league roster. Let's go to Rick in Portsmouth, wants to talk about the Sox. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, Sean. Hey, Miggo. Really good show. You know, I just got to say, like, the Red Sox look so foolish. Like, you know, I just agree with you guys 100% from top to bottom. They just don't know what they're doing. And, you know, it kind of frustrates me because there's also no accountability. You know, I wish Cora would just, you know, sit some of these guys when they make a base running mistake or when they overthrow the cutoff man or when they refuse to play first base or third base. Sit them. Have some authority. But, you know, this team is just kind of a joke. It really is. And they're playing better, but, you know, they're not going anywhere anytime soon.
All right, Rick, thanks for the call. Yeah, I understand the desire for Cora to punish guys, but if this Rafael Devers situation has shown you anything, it's that Cora wants to be all these guys' best friend. He's never going to actually punish them. If it's going to be anybody, they're going to make Breslow be the bad guy.
Beyond punishing, not even going to confront them about a situation. Sean McAdam.
It's a tap him on the butt and say, get him next time.
Whole report that Craig Breslow was the one that was going to handle talking about going to first base with Rafael Devers because they don't want to hurt the relationship between the manager and Rafael Devers. And
the whole point of being a manager is you need to manage the players,
yeah,
right?
Manage the personalities.
Like, that's your job, is you have the relationship with them, so it should be easier for you to approach them in a friendly, much less confrontational way and have this discussion.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, I said it felt like the Red Sox organization was a bag full of weasels that just were trying to undermine each other. It was Weasel Town. I don't even want to give them that credit because I just think it's just so dumb. Like, they're just dumb weasels. Weasels that have been smacked with
are
a wiffle ball
dumb?
Bat. I'm just thinking of, like, what's that game, Whack-A-Mole? It's
Whack-A-Weasel.
That's what they are. These weasels are popping up and saying dumb stuff. Sam Kennedy's on Nesson, and he's like, Rafi's a team player, and you got to whack him.
And then Breslow comes up on the Greg Hill Show. I wouldn't
gotta
say that.
You got to whack him. And then Cora pops up and says something post-game. You got to whack him. So whack a weasel. And you're just sitting there with, like, a goofy sledgehammer.
Let's go to Ron in Medford, wants to talk about Devers. Go ahead, Ron.
You know, guys, I don't blame Devers had an opportunity to be a leader. He had an opportunity to show these young kids, you know, how you lead by example, how you put the team first, and he's just a selfish guy. And you know, when I heard the respect card being played in the beginning of the year, did he respect the Red Sox that gave him $30 million a year, or the fans when he came into camp looking like a beach ball? I mean, he's still fat. Hey, listen, you know, I got to ask you, too. I'm going to be 65 in October. And when I was a kid, a superstar, when they judged you as a superstar, you were a 5-tool player. Here's a guy who, I don't think he's batting 280 this year, but he's regarded as a superstar, but he can hit. He can hit. But the guy can't run. Can't field, can't throw, he's selfish, and this is a superstar. This is a superstar in 2025.
Yeah, Ron.
The field's worse than my 12-year-old.
I appreciate the call. I think the definition of superstar now in the MLB is different. I just think, for the most part, the guys that get paid are the guys that can mash. Either you're either a really amazing pitcher, or you hit the ball better than most people. And to Devers' credit, he's one of the best hitters in baseball. When he's hot, I mean, you saw it there for a couple months. Like, when he's hot, he is one of the best hitters in baseball. He's hitting .275 right now. He's cooled off a little bit, but, like, he's still hitting well. And I think that's one of the reasons, the main reason you paid him. And I understand people having the perspective that Devers is kind of a diva and a pain in the ass, and they blame him for quote-unquote lacks of respect. But I also understand Devers' point of view, where he felt all offseason he was just getting lied to. And so he now has no love for the organization because he feels they showed him no love.
Right. And Devers looks like a selfish jerk.
Sure, he's petty. Like, I don't disagree with that.
I'm not going to excuse that. He's not a leader. He gets paid a ton of money, and he never has been.
Yeah.
And he's their 300.
But they knew that when they gave him the money.
Contract, yeah. And a lot of that, I remain thinking that it was like appearances, a little bit of fan service.
100%.
Because of what had happened with Betts and Bogarts. Whatever. Like, I don't excuse the behavior from Devers at all. But the story this week is about how dreadful the front office looks tripping all over each other on, like, I'm not saying team friendly and that, like, the Greg Hill show is just propping up the team.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys aren't, like, you'll ask hard questions, but you're not going in with, like, a gotcha interview.
No.
And these guys just trip all over themselves.
And it, to me, it's the clear evidence that shows why Devers is being petty. Right? Like, you can see the lack of communication between Sam Kennedy, Craig Breslow, and Alex Cora.
You don't have to
and
guess
that
what
resulted.
It's like, what it's like behind closed doors.
No, and that's why Devers has been so petty up to this point. Like, I think you can kind of put all those pieces together now, and you're getting a clearer picture exactly what is wrong with this organization at this point. 617-779-7937. That's the call number. You can also text in at that number. It's Mego and Shime here. We're with you till 1 o'clock this afternoon. A full four-hour program from us here on another 13th consecutive rainy Saturday in the city of Boston. But right now, Jacob is going to get you caught.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Up with what's trending. Mego and Shime here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. That was Marcelo Meyer's 2-home run game from just a few nights ago. And Mego, even though the Red Sox have been, at least the management has been in complete lack of communication mode.
S-show.
Yeah, an S-show. At least we've gotten to see some of those young stars come up. Marcelo Meyer, Roman Anthony have now been playing with the team now for at least a week together. And Marcelo Meyer has played pretty well. He's sitting now at least to start games against those left-handed pitchers of the Yankees. And it seems like you're going to see that quite a bit with the way Ref Snyder and Romy are hitting against left-handed pitching. What have you seen from these young guys so far? What do you like about them? What maybe do you hope to see more of currently with Meyer and Anthony?
Well, obviously, Meyer has been up a little longer and has a little more success than Anthony at the plate so far. But it's like, at least these guys are making contact. I think Meyer seems to be a pretty quick study, even just with last night getting in, pinch hitting, strikes out the first time, but is able to have the composure and patience and get on base and get walked the next at bat. Like, I think that it doesn't seem like it's going to be a steep learning curve for those two. Now, where it becomes complicated is the report that we got just last week, or it was really a column, an informed opinion about, hey, Christian Campbell, like, did they rush it here? Is he going to have to do a stint in AAA to polish up a little bit, get back to himself and come back up? And that's where I start to feel nervous, because again, it goes back to the way that the team communicates, and they very much want to show us that they have a plan for each of these guys and that they're so deliberate. And we've been waiting years for these guys to come up through Portland, to get out of Worcester, be hidden in a laundry cart away from fans, and then lose their keys and finally get out here to Boston. And once it's here, it's like you have the report from Rod Bradford on Jones and Keefe. Oh. I don't know if we have that sound. I didn't ask for it, Jacob, but maybe if we can get that. Rob Bradford was on Jones and Keefe and talking about part of what we heard from Craig Breslow on Greg Hill Show is, will your Brayus stay on the IL is going to be pretty straightforward. So that's a great thing. Like, Willier's been awesome this season.
He has been good.
So that's good news. But you get Roman Anthony up here because Willier Abreu is injured, and so it opens the door to that. Now you have a log jam, which is a much better situation than you're in past seasons, where it's like you don't even have a shortstop.
Yeah.
And you've got Bobby Dalbec playing shortstop in the field. You have a nice log jam in the outfield, but it raises this question of, are you sending Roman Anthony back down? I think public opinion will really turn against that, because you bring these kids up, it just happens to coincide with some of your rotation getting right around Garrett Crochet and having this momentum through these series where you're actually winning series again. And I think even though Roman Anthony at the plate offensively hasn't done a whole lot yet,
1 of 15, I believe.
Feeling that he's could be sent back down to make room for Willier Abreu, or you're going to have to switch things around. Jaron Duran maybe taking more days off like he did yesterday. It gets a little complicated. I think the look is just bad.
Yeah, it's really, it gets really murky.
That you send those kids back down.
Yeah, I mentioned this earlier. It feels very reactive instead of proactive. It doesn't actually feel like they claim they had
like
this plan.
A plan. Yeah, yeah, you want to know there's a plan.
But it doesn't feel like they've had one. It's just been reacting to injuries that they've had. This was Rob Bradford on with Jones and Keefe just the other day, talking about the possibility of Roman Anthony going back to AAA when Willier Abreu returns.
The bigger question, guys, that nobody's talking about is all this Roman Anthony hype, you know, with the family and the sister and everything else and the player. Well, it can all come to a screeching halt here in a couple of days.
Okay, this actually dovetails into what I was just about to ask. You're saying when Abreu comes back, they could send him down? Is that what you're implying?
Yeah.
Okay. When Bregman and Abreu were back, how does it all fit together? But why would they send him down when Abreu comes back? Why would they do that?
Well, because they've landed at that same spot where they were before. This was the same spot where I said, hey, Red Sox, I'll give you the solution. Move Sidon Rafaela to the infield. Send Christian Campbell to the minor leagues, and you have Roman Anthony. That's my solution. But they dug in on not doing that, and when Willier Abreu comes back, they'll probably have the same exact situation. There's no easy answer to this.
Yeah, it puts them in such a weird predicament. There was no foresight. There was no planning. They're unprepared for what will happen when Willier Abreu comes back from being injured. And that's not great. Like, it's very depressing as a Red Sox fan to think, oh, you're already going to send Roman Anthony back down to AAA? He was here for like 2 weeks and you're just going to send him back down after that? Because to me, it feels like Roman Anthony is very much still just getting his footing in Major League Baseball. And once he like hits that first home run, I think a lot of this is just going to come easier to him and it's just going to look a lot better. Like, it's been a bit of a struggle for him at the plate, only 1 for 15. But he's still just trying to find his footing in Major League Baseball. And if you just yank him out of that right away without actually allowing him to kind of build any kind of foundation, I think that might even do more harm than good.
I think the fear that a lot of people are feeling? Is there going to be human logic behind this?
Yeah.
Or is it just going to be what the analytics spell out for you? And I know analytics and the nerddom, it has conquered everything. It's conquered my love of NBA basketball. Like, it's everywhere. But I think the question a lot of people have is, are you going to base this on the personality of the guy? What you're seeing in him, like in BP, if he's developing the way that you would like to see, or are you just going to look at, here's what the numbers tell us about when Abreu's in this spot versus when Roman Anthony, even a very limited amount, has been in this spot, and you also really can't compare these AAA numbers to the major leagues, and so all of this doesn't exactly compute, and if we give this guy a back-to-back off day, does that actually spell this much? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
there's an element where I don't think the Red Sox front office and their heavy hand in all of this have earned the trust from media and fans to say they're doing the smart thing development-wise with the individuals. That's also the best thing for the major league team. It's been a really long time since they've been able to balance those two things. And so when you hear, well, maybe they rush stuff with Christian Campbell and he's got to go back down. Or maybe Christian Campbell has to go back down so Roman Anthony can stay up, like you heard there from Rob Bradford. Or maybe Roman Anthony is going to have to go back down because William Abreu's up. It's not just like, well, Roman Anthony, the spot looks a little too big for him right now. We know he's going to be great. Cora has a great relationship with him. And so he's going to go back down and we'll see him again in July or something. Like, I don't think that there's any benefit of the doubt that they've earned with these young guys. And the tough thing there is we've been waiting so freaking long.
So long.
We've been sold on the Meyer experience. We've been waiting for Roman Anthony. It's been years.
And you're finally getting a taste of Meyer with the 2-home run game the other
night.
So
I think people are just going to be super pissed off 100%. If you see them sent back down.
And so that you're going to create another logjam issue. You're going to create another congestion issue. Unless maybe there is some sort of trade on the horizon. Like, I don't think that there is. I'm not suggesting that there is because I don't think the Red Sox front office has enough foresight or a good enough plan to execute that. But, like, that's the one way you figure this out, right? There were some whispers, what was that, last week or so about, like, Jaron Duran getting interest from a team like the Padres. And so I just kind of look at it, I'm like, okay, is that the next step here?
Would you want to see them part with Duran?
No.
To make room?
No, I don't. I wouldn't want them to trade Duran, personally. I mean, he's one of your few established major league everyday players.
He was fourth
in the league in WAR last year. Like, he can play ball.
He's one of the only guys who you've actually developed defensively.
I agree, but if this Red Sox team continues to spend the way they have over the last few years, Jaron Duran's going to have a contract coming up that's going to require a lot of money. And do the Red Sox want to pay that? Are they going to be actually proactive? And yeah, we don't want to have to pay this guy a massive contract. We're going to deal him now. Like, is that a thing that would cross their minds?
Or do they think that this is just the hottest that he's going to be as somebody that they can get something back on? Like, if he's not part of the long-term plan.
Which seems wild to me.
Would they be selling when it's high right now and being able to get a better return?
Because you'd think a guy like Jaron Duran should be in your long-term plan more so than a guy like William Abreu, right? Like, that's...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And again, Duran is a guy... I mean, you've developed both of them, but Duran is a guy who you've really developed.
I mean, he was one of the best hitters in baseball last year.
Yeah. Yeah. And on top of all of it, you have Alex Bregman coming back from injury, and every day now he's, like, talking about how great he feels, which is... Awesome. You need Alex Bregman back if you're
going
to
make... Then what do you do with Marcelo Meyer?
Right. This is it's a logjam that, again, it's a better problem to have than to look at it and say, we don't got the guys. Like, but with Bregman, Bregman's such a rental.
Yeah.
I mean, can we talk about that? Like, I know the afternoon show's like, same sure. Bregman, whatever. But Bregman is a rental. He's got more outs in that in the different clauses of his contract.
Oh, yeah.
Then Roman Anthony
it was
has
basically a
right
deal.
Now in his major league experience. Like, he's got an out every which way.
And it becomes tough because as soon as he comes back, you create this logjam with Marcelo Meyer now. Where does he play? Does he stay with the team? Because if Abreu and Bregman just come back from injury and you're just sending Anthony and Meyer back down again, like, what are we doing? What is your plan with this team? Because clearly you're not... It feels very one foot in, one foot out. You're sitting on the fence. You want to win now, which is why you have guys like Alex Bregman on this team, and why when William Abreu comes back, you'd move Roman Anthony back down to AAA, because you want to win now. You want people who are ready to win now. And yet you also want these young guys to start coming up and start getting MLB experience so that you can get them ready so that you're better and ready to compete in the future. And I think that inability to commit to one of the, or the other is making them worse. Like, it's not allowing for them to get in any kind of rhythm, allowing for any growth from their young players, maybe disrupting the growth of a young player like Christian Campbell. And it's not helping this organization. You need to have a legitimate plan.
It feels like the only plan that they've articulated is that they want to rotate the young guys against lefties. At the plate. And that's like the only thing that they can articulate. And then on top of that, maybe it doesn't even matter, because if Walker Buehler and Lucas Giolito, like, I don't know, if it's an odd day, an odd numbered day, like, you might find yourself in a 7-0 hole in the second inning of the game.
Yep.
You know, like, it's tough because you want to reward them for being one foot in on one side, where they have Garrett Crochet, an absolute ace who's dealing, and just, you look like a genius for bringing him in.
Sure.
Well done. Awesome. You have Bregman.
And that contract looks amazing.
Even though Bregman's a rental, like, that looks awesome. Okay. You know, when he's healthy, he's one of the top three players on your entire roster.
Yep.
Great. But then Walker Buehler, Lucas Giolito, like, these are real problems that I don't believe that they've solved. So on top of all of it, you're like, okay, we got this logjam in the outfield. We got to figure out where these guys move. If these guys need to go back down, we're going to rotate. This is a whole thing. If you can't fix what was so broken like a week and a half ago, and I don't think they've completely fixed it, you're still going to find yourself in a mess because you've decided to invest in guys who had serious injuries and you thought that maybe they would be the guy that they were 3 years ago.
Oh, they still haven't fixed anything. They still can't hit with runners in scoring position.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
they are
last night
horrendously bad with runners in scoring position. And so, like, they have gotten a handful of really good pitching performances, especially from a guy like Crochet. And like you pointed out, Buehler and Giolito had good outings. And then,
but they also had dreadful ones.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's not like they're like blowing these teams away in this, you know, recent stretch of games. But like, I just the lack of the plan is concerning. It is just, that to me is the crux of all of this, is there's no foresight. There's no looking ahead. It's just kind of, well, we want to win now, but we want the young guys to play, but we want to win now. Like Bresso said on our show, we want to win every single game. We want to go out and we want to win right now. And that's why they're playing.
I hope you're not going out there being like, fellas.
Well, yeah, but like that's
Let's just check this one out.
That's his point in playing a guy like Ref Snyder against left-handed pitching instead of playing Roman Anthony or Marcelo Meyer. And I get it. And that makes sense. But then, like, why haven't you made more of an effort to be better now? Like, why haven't you been more aggressive in free agency and in trades and being a better team
because
now?
Because they certainly took shortcuts with the rotation.
Definitely.
And they've been doing that for years.
Yeah.
That's been the story
for years. They
don't
want to pay anybody.
The old way was they tried to take guys who everybody could see were supposed to be in the bullpen, and they were like, let's force him into being a starter. He's got stuff. Let's force him to be. And then it's like, oh, how crazy. Garrett Whitlock is injured again. You know, like that was the old way that they're trying. And now the new one is, okay, this guy went through Tommy John. This guy's on a rehab. Okay, let's bring him over here and see.
The old Patriots method. Let's go pick up a former first round pick because he's cheap. Because
yeah,
he sucked in his last
Filene's basement.
Yeah.
It's just, I actually never shopped there, but I get the idea that it was like TJ Maxx.
Yeah, I think so.
No,
I
may be wrong. I'm a
Maxinista,
but yeah. It's like, it's discount.
Yeah.
It's discount dealing is what it is.
Yeah, and that's what it feels like, and that's what they've been doing now for years. They haven't been willing to invest enough to be good right this moment, and they're also they have zero foresight in the ability to prepare themselves to be good in a couple years.
You invoked the name of the Patriots. Should we turn to them next?
I think it's time. I think we get to some football. I would love to talk some football. As much as I'd love to talk about the U.S. Open, let's talk about football. 617-779-7937. Mego and Shime here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. It's time to touch on the New England Patriots. They were at mandatory minicamp this week for just 2 days, not three. Vrabel was like, we only need 2 days. We'll get into that coming up next here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah. Mego and Chime here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Talked a lot of Red Sox this morning. Talked a lot about H.H. Holmes and Midsommar and other things. But a lot of Red Sox. And so now it's time to pivot into the New England Patriots because football season is right around the corner, Mego. As summer comes, so does a training camp in the NFL. We had mandatory minicamp with the New England Patriots this week. You were present at minicamp. Mega, what was one of the things that stood out to you most about being there at minicamp this week?
How much Mike Vrabel loves calling it passing camp.
That's true.
You ask a question about the defense, it's passing camp.
It's basically passing camp.
It's passing camp. What do you want from me? What do you want from me on these guys?
He wants to hit.
One big thing that I'll take away from it, can they make that bubble bigger? We had to go indoors on Tuesday.
Yep.
And I got to say, like, I didn't do a ton of coverage with the team under Mayo because at that time I wasn't at training camp every single day last year. So I don't know what Mayo's approach was, but I'll say that Bill Belichick didn't take the team in the bubble a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The bubble is too damn small down there. Yeah. Like, I know they're doing the upgrades on all these different facilities and they're... Robert Kraft seems concerned about the report cards that he keeps getting from players about how they hate his plane. But the bubble sucks. The bubble's so small.
Well, they don't want you in there. That's why.
I know. I guess I'm being...
And you being the media.
I'm being an ungrateful guest.
Sure.
By saying you let me in the bubble to watch and it's too damn small. But BC has like a great indoor
Huge.
Facility.
Massive.
And the bubble's just kind of little for this big ass team, especially right now. They got 90 guys.
Yeah.
It's not just 53 guys in there. Nope. It's 90. There's not a whole lot of space for all the sprinting.
Gonna have 90 for a while.
That they're trying to do from drill to drill. To me, like the biggest takeaway, of course, because it is passing camp, is that the offense continues to just look up and down. And
okay.
like these guys are just still learning.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something that I don't think you're going to love hearing, which is that it looks very McDaniels-y. I don't know. He talked about going on these sojourns a year away from football. He lost all that weight.
This was my concern.
He was around the college game.
He looks great. To his credit, looks great.
Oh my gosh. Looks so healthy.
Yeah.
And seems very happy.
Great. I'm very happy for Josh McDaniels.
Very happy. And he talked about like putting all these different wrinkles in the offense. It's a lot of screens. It's a lot of out routes to the tight ends, a lot of crossing routes.
Oh, God.
And, yeah, that's a lot of what you're getting. There were some design runs for
yep.
Drake May, so that's exciting
okay.
because that was something
Positive.
That Alex Van Pelt was completely allergic to
yep.
last year.
No, couldn't do that.
Was not interested in putting Drake May in a design run, even though Drake May was doing undesigned runs just about every other down and almost getting his head bashed
well,
in.
And I think
so it's like, what are we afraid of here?
That's the one advantage I think McDaniels had with Drake, is that McDaniels also was there for the Cam Newton season. So a lot of that stuff could be manipulated in a way that better suits a quarterback like Drake May compared to Cam Newton.
Drake May is Cam Newton,
nope,
is what you're saying.
No. I am absolutely. I mean, then again, if he's going to be an MVP and get us to a Super Bowl, that's not a bad thing to have.
What if Drake May starts wearing the hats?
Oh, the cool big hats, like the pasta hats. I mean, Pasta did it, and he scores 100 points
pasta
a season.
Pasta dresses like he's in that show Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
If Drake went that route, like, I would actually very much like that for him.
Right?
Start rocking, like, some very fancy suits coming in on game day.
Yeah, get, like, a new haircut to go with it, and, like, have just these crazy, like, pinstripe suits. Like,
he doesn't have to be like Joe Burrow, where he's in Fashion Week or something
No.
But if he started doing, you know, because he's a swaggy guy.
Yeah.
So if he started showing a little more swag outwardly,
yep,
he's such a boy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's such a, not in like a, I mean, like, he's like a, like, he's like a guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, yeah, I
he
like
grew up with what, three brothers?
Yeah. Like, he had chores, like he was mowing the lawn.
Yeah.
Like, that was his chore.
Yeah, that was my chore.
Your chore?
Oh, yeah.
We had this stupid lawnmower where the attachment on it broke that, like, scooped up the grass. So somebody else mowed the lawn in my family. My chore was to go rake the grass up and pick it up and carry it to a compost pile.
That stinks.
It sucked. Do you know how itchy it is picking up big piles of dead grass?
I love mowing the lawn.
Why?
It's
Do you have
great.
A ride-on mower?
No. So I don't have a lawn to mow at my current house. I haven't had the privilege of mowing a lawn in
That just doesn't sound
8 or 9 years. Probably
doesn't sound right.
Yeah, I love mowing the lawn. I did when I was even when I used to live way back when I lived at my mother's house. Like, a lot of the lawn is on like a steep slope, so I was the young strapping young child that
but
would go out and mow,
like
and then I would go to my grandparents' house.
A push motor one.
Yep. And then I would go to my grandfather's house and I would mow his lawn, but he had the ride on.
The
ride
on.
Get out
is
and ride
fun.
On. Yeah, it's a blast.
When you're a kid, because it's like you're driving the slowest car in the world,
yep,
and you get to make stripes on the lawn.
Yeah.
My sister crashed ours into a fence. So the ride on mower took some time off.
At one point, so my grandfather had his in this like little like metal shed. It parked in there.
It had a little house.
Yeah, basically. And one time I accidentally thought I had it in reverse, had it in drive, went through the wall of the shed. That was a moment. That was tough.
Yeah, you know,
it happens.
It's okay. It's not like any of that stuff is really expensive.
No, I was 14 years old. Like, it's fine. I didn't have my license.
What's the market for these ride-on mowers like these days?
I have no idea.
I'm
out of the game. It sucks.
One of these things where you could tell me that those puppies cost like $2,000, or you could tell me it's like flat screen TVs where you can get a huge one for like $300?
No, I think they're more in the couple thousand range, is my guess.
Yeah.
I don't think they're cheap.
Out of all the technology that we've developed, the TV technology is the wildest.
Oh,
where
yeah.
on move out day in different parts of the city,
people
you'll just see these
TVs.
Flat screen TVs sitting out there.
Yep.
Like, this is crazy.
Well, because you can go get a new one for like, you can get a 60 inch one for like $400.
That's what I mean. Why hasn't this technology bled over to other parts of our life?
I don't know. Yeah, and Greg Hill still hasn't allowed this technology to bleed into his life. So
he's got that tiny.
He's got the tiny
TV?
TVs. Like, it's, you know, he needs to get bigger TVs. A man of his stature needs bigger TVs.
Absolutely. I'm sure Drake May, though, because he's like all guy.
Yeah.
He's got a giant TV.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Drake, like, I know
he probably has a projector screen somewhere,
it's,
to be completely honest.
It's funny because Justin Turpin, who does a lot of video here and a lot of Celtics coverage, he came down and he was doing some Patriots coverage. And he was like, I'm going to take stats of Drake. And I said, go with God.
Do your thing, big
dog. It's passing camp. Let's see what you think. And we got through team competitive period. And it was probably like, I don't know, like 5 snaps, and he goes, I don't think these stats really mean very much.
Well done, Terp. There you go. Welcome to the club,
like,
bud.
Yep. That's kind of when you hear like, oh, Drake May was 14 of 18 and team competitive drills.
3 touchdowns, no interceptions.
Like, God bless. I know people eat that stuff up, but yeah.
7-on-7s, it doesn't matter.
Does it 11-on-11? It really doesn't mean very much.
That's true. Unless they have full pads on in an actual game.
Yes. Like, well, okay. Competitive practices, I think everybody can agree, joint practices, when the Commanders come up here, when you go out to Minnesota to see the Vikings, that will matter. That is the most important part of training camp. But other than that, Like, when the pads come on, we'll look at it. We'll judge the defense much better by it. But you sit here and you go, Drake threw a goofy interception that Gonzo picked off. He didn't even have to break stride. You're in the bubble, which is the size of my apartment in Southie. Like, what are we taking away from this? And I don't want to say that because I love being down there and the access is awesome.
Yeah.
But there is a level of it where I think people get themselves so worked up over hearing Drake had a down day, Drake had an up day. And you ride this roller coaster and you got to go, the sample size is just so weird right now that you need the context around
it. And so aside from like actual how players are playing at these, you know, training camps, from kind of more of a 10,000-foot view, one of the things I heard Giardi say was how just involved Mike Vrabel is. Did you kind of get that same feeling with that he is just kind of has his hands in
that
everything?
Dude loves throwing the penny on and getting involved.
Love
so
that.
So I think it's like comes off well because it's genuine. It's authentic to him.
Yep.
So it's not something you roll your eyes at, and he wants all the other coaches to be involved in that too. So you know, it's like a little less so than it actually was in OTAs. I think he was so energized to be out there that in OTAs when we were out there, he was like running around, even picking up like the, you know, chest pads and stuff. Like he was everywhere. Now you see, okay, he's over with the defense a lot. He's with the linebackers a lot. And then he moves over during when they're just basically running routes and quarterbacks are working with wide receivers. He might pop over there, talk a little bit, or after Drake threw that goofy interception, he goes over and talks to Drake a little bit. Like he's certainly hands-on with all the different parts of the team, and he's talked about how that's a point of emphasis for him. But it does seem like the crazy energy level has come down a little bit.
Well, that's good, but like I also go back to the quote that Keon White had where it's like, I feel like I have a coach now. Which was...
We should get to that.
You want to get to that? Let's get to that next.
617-779-7937.
I appreciate all your lawn mowing texts, by the way. 508, men love mowing the lawn because it's the only time we get peace and quiet.
It also smells really good.
I love the smell of fresh cut grass.
Everybody does.
It's so good. No, I think there's a lot of people that don't. Some people are allergic to it, aren't they?
Like okay, but that's like your skin reaction.
True, fair point.
I guess grass might make you sneeze. That's true.
Yeah, I love the smell of
fresh cut grass. Is like it's a classic summer baseball thing.
True. Very true. The crack of the bat, the smell of the grass.
The smell of the glove.
617-779-7937. Mego and Shime here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.